Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and happy Friday.
It looks a bit different this.
The table's the different way around. What's going on?
It's a temporary measure, don't worry about it. It won't be like this forever, but it looks nice and we're a lot closer together.
We aren't often this close. Together.
It's lovely. How are you?
I'm very good, sir. Good. How have you been?
I've been well. Been training.
2 days you're doing the marathon.
2 days.
One more shout for that.
Yeah, the link is in the description. Please donate. People have been donating, but please continue to, because it is just a really good charity, and also I want some reason to do the marathon, you know what I mean? So please donate. The link is in the description to the GoFundMe or just giving or whatever it is page for the Wellspring Homeless Charity. So thank you for everyone who's donated so far.
Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey! Hello.
How much have you donated?
I didn't realise it was a thing.
Yeah, fuck off.
Were you not here last week's podcast?
We're not here every podcast that we've ever made?
In a way, but not always.
That's a good point, yeah. He's never truly here, is he? Have you donated?
I'm going to donate. I always donate. I donate 50 quid to your fucking scuba dive.
Yeah, that was because you felt guilty.
I did scuba dive. Dom's not here today, so we've got a packed show full of news stories that I want to talk to you about. Full of eating.
Because there's a lot of food on today's show.
There's lots of eating.
Something big has happened. We'll talk about it in a bit.
Have I got something big as well?
You'll see.
Is it two different bigs?
I don't know. Yeah, there's two different bigs today.
My big's currently in the microwave.
Yeah, my big's on the floor.
And also as well, I think we've run out of stuff to say. Right, two things I want to bring up.
Go on.
First of all, I need you to answer me a very difficult question.
Who, me?
Yes, there is a museum in Croatia.
Okay.
Some of the details I might not get right on this. There's a museum in Croatia.
How important are the details?
Not too important. But the whole exhibition is about nudity and the joys of the body, right? Loving the body, loving the breasts, the bums, the thighs, the toes, and everything in between, the noses. However, here is a question that I want you, Ethan James, as yourself right now, and you, Joe Smith, who you are right now with your partner, you know, I want you to answer this question. On the way in... On the way in, you have to go between two naked people. One female, one male. You can't walk sideways. You can't walk straight on, I should say. You have to walk sideways.
Why?
That's part of the exhibition.
How close together are they?
Close. What way are you turning, right. Ethan James?
Easy answer this.
Man and a woman.
Man and a woman.
They're both facing inwards.
Lizzie's behind you, by the way. Oh. Lizzie's watching you go in.
Okay.
She'll be judging you.
She'll be judging.
I think I would rather look at the woman. Because the man could intimidate me. And I would... Oh, there would be a bit of a sword fight going on there, wouldn't there?
Facing the man.
The man.
Yeah, well, you're not... You're floppy.
You just need to focus on the woman. And yeah, maybe the man behind
you. Don't you think that's a bit...
But in a way, if you go the other way, if you go facing the woman, you're exposing yourself to a sort of dick-to-butt situation.
Yeah. Do you want to feel his... And it was big on the picture. His large willy against your...
We're 2 minutes in.
Geordie buttocks. Yeah. Even.
It might make me feel safer.
Yeah. My worry about going wheelie to vagina is if Becky was watching, she'd get jealous.
As someone in a relationship, we're going dick to dick. We just are. Because nothing's getting in me from her behind me. And if we see a bit of this on the way in, that's the least of my worries compared to the equivalent if Lizzie's watching me squeeze past a woman, knob first. That cannot happen.
And would you go for the entrance slow or hard? Fast, sorry. Slow or fast?
What entrance?
The entrance to get to the museum.
Would you dive in
just feeling anything on the way?
No. I'm like Jonathan Edwards about to do a triple jump.
You're doing the Icelandic
40 clap. Metres away, and I'm sprinting through and just like that through it as fast as possible.
Wow.
Yeah, if I take his knob off on the way, then so be it. I'm wearing some very hard jeans while I do it.
That's incredible. Have you ever thought about nudists?
Yeah. One time when we were kids, Now, looking back, this feels weird to say out loud, but this was the truth. We were going on holiday to France, and we're about seven. I was about seven, eight, maybe nine, that kind of ballpark. And my mum told me that, by the way, this place we're going is a nudist colony.
What?
Like, where?
Where are
you?
What?
So we're going to France, and it's a nudist colony. And like, so basically, like the place where you stay, the hotel, the beach that it backs onto, everyone's just naked all the time.
But you weren't.
Well, we hadn't got there. So I was like, this cannot happen. Like, I was so terrified of this thing, of like, and I was like, but it's not, is it? Obviously, it's not. It's like, no, it is. It's a nudist colony. And honestly, I was like, I'm not going then. I'll run away from home. I'm not doing this. And for like a couple of, I don't know how long, but for quite a while, my mum was like, well, you are coming because you're 10, you have to come. And yeah, it's a nudist colony. Turned out she was just lying. It's a joke. But I think for a consistent sort of multiple days in a row, probably the most stressed and scared I've ever been in my life.
I'd have been terrified.
It was awful. And my mum talks about it now, like, wasn't that hilarious? I honestly was just like, I have to leave this family now because I cannot do a nudist colony.
That's incredible.
So, yes, I've never actually interacted with the nudists, but I almost was one for a bit.
The only other time I was nudity came into my life around here was when there was, and I don't know if it's been put a stop to now, but there was this charity nude bike ride that used to happen. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
And for some reason in Manchester, I don't know when it was, what time of year was it?
Well, it was usually September the 11th, but you know, whenever. It depends. So 2013 is the 11th, 2014 it was the 11th, 2015, 11th, 16, 12th, weirdly. Don't
it was
know why.
The 11th? Why?
Yeah, I think it's because it's the 15th year anniversary of 9/11, so they changed it. 17, 11, 11, 11, 11. 12th, 12th, 13th.
So just randomly on the 11th of September, nude people would go around the city centre on a bike.
I wasn't keeping track of the date, but it was something like that, yeah.
And there would be hundreds of them.
Yeah.
Did you ever see this, Ethan, whilst you were in town?
I thought you were just making this up.
No. Nope. What was it? Nude Bike Ride Manchester. Yeah. Let me get this up and understand
why. Is that legal?
Well, what is the legalities
really,
of being nude?
Is it? Because there was that bloke, wasn't there, who... Actually, there's two stories in my head. One is a bloke who said that he was going to walk the entire length of Great Britain naked.
Just
with a pair of shoes on. And did he get killed? Or did...
Did he get killed?
I think he might have been killed.
You're not all right today.
I'm not all right.
Because the World Bike Riding... welcome to Manchester's Naked Bike Ride website. Because it happens in June. So I don't know where you got September from. And it's the 17th. This June just gone was the 17th annual-ish, in brackets, World Naked Bike Ride. Manchester's biggest cycle. And it starts from Sackville's Gardens.
Sackville?
Sackville Gardens.
Fuck off. Where to where? Titty's Lane?
Knutsford.
It's not, is it?
No.
Oh, very good though, very good.
Nuts,
Sacklesfield. Nuts.
Anyone else? Ethan, got anything you want
to... How about...
Go on.
Just gonna have a little think.
Yep.
Brest in France.
it does work.
Yeah, it's good. So we've missed it this year, but we can... Do you want to get on it next year?
On the bike?
Yeah, we've all these nudists.
Well, we can get like a three-wheeler thing with me and Joe cycling and you naked in the basket at the front, handing out little pastries.
Is it for charity?
No.
I think it is, isn't it?
Nah, it's just...
I'm on the Wikipedia.
Is it for charity then?
What do you get from it?
No.
A sense of freedom that you don't get with other charity bike rides. What do you think you get from it? It's for people who want to be naked but don't want to be told off for it, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Why do people want to be naked?
Because some people like to be a bit different.
Yeah, they do.
And they want to be like, it's not because we want to be naked, it's because it's for charity. It's not.
Do you remember?
There's so many charity things you can do that don't involve being naked.
Do you remember, is it Matt Silver or Max Silver?
All right.
You tell us.
No, I don't know.
The man in New York who has a full beard and a full... mess of hair.
Love that.
And
he
walks around in his underpants dancing with random people in the New York public shouting things that don't make sense as an expression of art.
Wow. Mm.
Stephen Goff is the naked rambler.
Did he die?
He's a pro-nudity activist and former Royal Marine. He walked the length of Britain naked but was arrested when he did it again. Since then, he spent most of the intervening years in prison, having been repeatedly arrested for contempt of court for public nudity and imprisoned. He's been convicted of public order offences at least 40 different times.
What would happen if you went to court nude?
It's not a bad idea, is it?
Would you be allowed in? No, I'm saying that's not an idea, man. But would you be allowed in?
Not a bad idea, that. Would we you... should have gone to watch the trial naked in the Unity.
Yeah, in Unity of it. Mad, that.
This podcast is brought to you by sons.co.uk.
Yes, Sloppy Joe's 33 to get 33% off their fabulous products. Mm. But Joe, I mean, what kind of world are sons.co.uk in?
Well, sons are in the, I hate to say it, a world that you find yourself embroiled in. A world of hair loss and hair loss prevention.
Unfortunately, I do find myself in this world, but fortunately, I find myself finding sons.co.uk.
And the thing is, yes, obviously, at the moment, you're the one who's more sort of in potential sort of dire need of sons.co.uk. But I tell you what, my hairline ain't what it used to be. And I think a very high percentage of men will experience some sort of hair loss before the age of 35. So it's not just about getting in when it's too late. It's about preventing, and sons.co.uk are here to do that.
Go and check out their products. They are clinically proven treatments that have got you covered. They include sprays and tablets, shampoos and vitamins. There's loads on the website, and you can get it being paid per month. So try our code SloppyJoes33sons.co.uk.
Link in the description.
Another story that I hope you're across. It very much felt like a same sort of realm of when the chess champion thought that someone was cheating by sticking a butt plug up their anus to get vibrating sort of Morse code messages to help them win the championship. Well, did you know that there is and has been for many, many years, I think 60, 70 years, a World Conquer Championships?
I don't know anything about this. Where is this?
Right, so the World Conquer Championships, thank you for asking. I'll go through this. The World Conquer Championships are investigating after the man who won yesterday, David Jenkins, 82, his first event was in 1977 and he's never won it. There was found in his pocket at the end of the...
Can I guess? Pool ball.
A steel conker.
Fuck off!
So, what's been happening here is there's a debate, right? This man has on him, and there's no question, a steel conker.
Oh,
so,
God.
It is a conker... Oh, you know what a steel conker is.
it's not... Presumably, it's painted, isn't it?
It's painted. It looks exactly like a conker, but... What's that?
Hello?
Someone's at the door. This steel. It's steel. The debate is, did he use it? Because some people are saying, if you can watch the video throughout, because there is videos of this stuff, you can see that it kind of looks like it's in his pocket throughout. There is a bulge there.
Yeah, but
it never changes.
There would be a bulge if you were storming to first place, wouldn't you? Do you know what I mean? No wonder there's a bulge. 82 years old, probably had a couple of Viagra before the event, let's be honest, just to keep the blood flow going. And now he's winning it. I think he's used it.
The chairman of the organisation committee said the steel conker was indistinguishable from the real one, with weight only giving it away.
Oh my God.
We're currently investigating if he used the steel one to win. Now, the rules of the conker tournament are pretty simple.
Can I guess?
You just bash.
No steel conkers?
No steel conkers. But as you can see, it's just basically got you conquer.
Yeah, it's
what is like for our international listeners? Is what?
Well, it's the chestnut. It's the horse chestnut.
It's the horse chestnut.
Yes,
and
which is different to a normal chestnut. It's a horse chestnut tree. It's the what? The seed? The fruit?
Yeah.
I guess it's the seed.
Was this part of your life? Did you collect conkers?
Yeah, so just on our road down at the bottom where the college is, there was two or three really good horse chessy boys. So me and my dad would go down whatever time of year it is, and we'd throw sticks, balls, stones,
people
into the tree to try and knock the conkers down. And the thing after that is the big conker thing is, how do we manipulate these conkers to make them as hard and dry and durable as possible? There were always different techniques.
What, do you remember any?
So one was soaking it in vinegar.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah. Well, in our family, it was whiskey.
Yeah, of course it fucking was. Just because someone accidentally dropped it in the bottom of a whiskey glass they were already drinking. It was whiskey and Guinness, was it, probably?
Probably. So you leave it in vinegar for ages?
Leave it in vinegar overnight. There was other ones, put it in the oven. put it in vinegar and then put it in the vinegar. At some point, you are just making a delicious pickled conker.
Yeah, put a bit of Chinese five spice on it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, shred some leeks, a bit of heavy cream.
You've got to start.
And honestly, you go through it like butter with that thing. It won't win any awards, but my God, does it taste good. The other one that was big was, and this was straight up outlawed, was nail varnish. Layer upon layer of clear nail varnish.
So then you really just have the battle of the nail varnish,
well,
aren't you?
You're bolstering the conker in an unnatural way. And this, I mean, the steel conker was a pipe dream of the 6-year-old Joe Smith.
The actual committee guy, who must see more conkers in his life than we've had hot dinners, couldn't distinguish.
Than I've had hot dinners.
Couldn't distinguish, cheeky fucker. Couldn't distinguish the real one from the steel one. That's
incredible.
Mad.
Are you, just to ask you a question about you as a person, are you real or are you steel?
I'd like to be steel, yeah, but unfortunately, I'm all real, baby.
You in Newcastle by Wark?
I bet Wark had some conkers kicking about.
Spiders can't stand them.
Yeah. Is this the start of a riddle?
Fuck me.
Just answering that fucking question.
Did you collect
spiders? Hate conkers.
Is that real?
I don't know if it's real.
How can that be real?
If you lay out conkers around a spider's nest,
correct,
web.
Either
you're gonna send them off the trolley.
Is that true?
Oh, mad. And have you done this?
That's what the bookies are saying.
Oh man, you are doing my fucking nutting today. What's up with you today?
And
that's what the bookies are saying. What bookie?
I stole a pen from the bookies today.
You've been in the bookies today?
No, not to bet, just to steal a pen.
That's not true.
Right, well, a couple of things here. You've not answered any of our messages this morning. I had to check you were alive.
Because I was at the bookies.
What are you doing at a bookies?
Stealing a pen.
Is that surely the bookies isn't the best way for you to get a pen?
Yeah, not at Sainsbury's.
What do you need one from Sainsbury's for?
We used to...
No. What do you need a pen for? Then we can move on.
For doing writings.
He's got you there.
I think we might have to have a big word after this part.
He's in riddle mode today, isn't he? So go back to Wark and to the conker.
Jesmond used to have, my mum's school there, used to have more conkers than your brains could, like, you're thinking a lot.
You can't even say the words.
It's more than what you're thinking.
Wow.
I used to go home with at least 2 Sainsbury's carrier bags full of conkers.
Wow.
You couldn't get a pen in Sainsbury's. You could get the bags, though, couldn't you?
Oh, you can just... I got told off the other day by a man for doing that.
For what? Doing what?
For taking a bag and not paying. He was furious with me. Maybe go back to the till.
Where was this?
Bag. Sainsbury's.
What are you like
walked
in the
fucking trap there? Which Sainsbury's was it?
Just a local one.
Withington. So, what are you? Right, so many different talking points here. Let's get the bag one done.
Let's just start again.
I'm with Ethan sometimes. I'll whisper this next bit. If I get a bag from the side, obviously you have to pay for it.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes, what I like to do is scrumple it up. Unscrumple it. So it looks like it's from home.
Yeah.
I go, what do you mean it's got off the shelf? You seen the fucking state of it?
But
fuck off.
But you know, you're doing this in plain view of the people who work there. Because the bags are near the till, which is where the staff are. So they see you, walk over to the bags, scrumple it up.
No, get it out, and then get it out. Cheers, love. Get it out, go over to mine. Beep, beep, beep. Scrumple whilst I'm beeping. Scrumple.
Really?
Beep, beep, beep. And then everyone goes, oh, that bag looks wrecked.
Yeah.
He must have brought it from home.
Do you want to know something about the bring it from home thing? Do you know a bag for life? Do you know it's called a bag for life? Do you know if it ever breaks and you take it back to the shop, they'll give you a new one for free?
That's a lie.
I promise you that's true. That's why it's called a bag for life. Any company that does a bag for life, if that bag rips, if the handle snaps, if there's a hole in it, take that bag back to the supermarket you got it from. They'll give you a new one for free. I promise you. That's why it's called a bag for life.
I don't know. Right, there's so many different things going on here. The spiders, not like conkers. Are you allowed to take any bag? So if I get Morrison's bag now and there's a hole in it.
If it's called a bag for life, yes.
Really?
Not one of those like paper ones, but bags for life, that's why it's for life, because they'll replace it for free. No. Who would do it? Imagine that. Oh, I need to just... Got a few errands to run today. I need to post these things that I'm selling on eBay. Oh, I've got to nip to the shops. I'm also going to nip to Co-op and swap my bag for life out.
You get your shopping delivered, don't you?
50-50, yeah.
50-50.
Because I got big in the Nexus scene, I told you that. Well, sometimes we'll just go to an Aldi just to keep it, do you know what I mean?
And do you nick the bags?
Of course. But I do it a different way to you. I'm not a scrumple and unscrumple. I act as though I own the shop I'm in, and that the idea I'm almost too brazen with it. I'll be chatting to the staff as I'm grabbing the bag, putting my stuff in. Thank you. See you later.
Wow.
Almost as like they're going, unless this guy knew that, like, he must know something we don't about the way this shop works, yeah. Because he couldn't be acting like this otherwise. That's what the staff are saying to each other. They'll leave. Man. I'll leave and they'll go, is he an original man? Some sort of regional manager or something's going on here, because otherwise he wouldn't have taken that bag like that in front of us. That's my method. So far, so good.
Crazy. Ethan, any more on Conkers?
No, I can talk more about Sainsbury's.
No, because I want to talk about Conkers a bit more. What were your rules for playing Conkers? What was the rules
your
of the game?
Your dad couldn't get his testicles out, could he?
Talk about steel Conkers. Jesus.
Whoever dares wins...
I don't really know what he's doing. What's happening?
Stop saying words. Whoever dares wins.
That's awesome.
In the Conkers.
But what's the rules? What would you dare be? So
for people who've never played it, let's say you're from, I don't know.
Gateshead.
I was going to say
Bromley.
South Africa.
Yeah.
They may well have horse chestnut trees there. Let's say they don't. What is the game Conkers?
Are you going to be from South Africa?
Chestnut. Drill hole in chestnut, insert string, swing against another opponent who's done the same, conquer, smash off each other, whoever is destroyed loses.
Yeah. So one person is holding their conquer, basically you know, legs akimbo, have at it, aren't they?
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then you have your conquer like that, and you'll swing it into theirs. And then, but what was your methodology for... Do you know when a conquer wins another battle?
Yeah.
It becomes a one-er.
Yeah.
And then if it wins a second battle, it becomes a two-er, et cetera, et cetera. Did you have
that? I never went all the way to winning a four-er or a five-er. Why?
Because, there was... So then, did you have that, Ethan? There's the scaling system
His
of how...
His conquer never won more than four.
No, that's true. He didn't have the arm strength. So what would happen is... But then there was two different schools of thought. One is, if I've got a six-er, this conquer's won six battles against six other conquers, and I go up against your two-er, if I win, does it become a seven plus your two, a niner, or does it multiply? Have I got a 12 on my hands here? How does it work?
Well, I would say that's very unfair.
Why?
Because the damage sustained on the conquer who's been through all those battles will make it worn down every time more. Yeah. It's like the aging process.
So you think? So in sort of like, you think a two-er fighting a niner is like Jake Paul fighting Mike Tyson?
Yes, they've got on. It's unfair. It needs to be a fresh battle.
There's no way if Jake wins that we can award him with all of Mike Tyson's previous great battles, is there? He can't go around and say that he's fucking.
He's not world heavyweight champion.
No.
Lose to Buster Douglas.
No, he did.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's a good point, actually, because I always thought the conquers stacked, but maybe they shouldn't.
We should get some conquers in.
We should do.
Should we go for it?
I have him as a guest.
I showed you a photo on the train, and we need to bring this up.
I like this.
Couldn't quite believe what I was like before suns.co.uk.
This isn't even... Don't blame a lack of suns for what you're...
I'm going to blame someone.
Yeah, blame yourself for once.
Cheeky fucker.
You know this is your fault. It looks like
It looks like the worst. You're out to see the worst photo of me ever, Ethan?
Even worse than that one of you in that charity football. Like,
I think this is worse.
You look like Homer Simpson in his movie.
And let me just tell you this: it was taken. So, audio listeners, go and try and find it if you're watching on the if you're listening, or don't actually, because it's probably the worst photo I've ever seen. I don't know. Stephen Try sent it me and went, "Mate, this is what you used to look like."
Whoa.
Look at that. Look at even. I don't think you can see the detail of how bad it is. It's the what? You allowed me on this podcast.
No.
Even can you see how bad it looks there?
What episode?
Firstly, let's just address this. You look like Stinky Pete from Toy Story.
Slide it in.
It couldn't be more Stinky Pete if you tried.
It's very Stinky Pete.
It's so Stinky Pete.
Oh, man.
Secondly, let's not forget what happened here. This wasn't like, how did you let me? You tried to trim your own beard.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Because you got it wrong and you went too short in one place, you had to trim the whole thing right back.
I should have just took a few weeks off. There should be no evidence of me looking like
again,
that. It is the worst.
Does it worry you a bit that if you ever get rid of your beard, that's just what you look like?
Yeah,
that's 100%. All that's different. Your hair's the same.
No, the hair's not the same. The hair's changed a little bit. The hair has changed a little bit.
You've also got a slightly wispier comb over this one.
Whereas I wear it forward now, whereas that is just... I mean, zoom into that little... I'm trying very hard to hide that spot there.
Yeah, this.
You look. How old are you there? My age, 25.
25. We started this when I was 27.
So you look 47.
Yeah, you do. You look so unbelievably old.
What do you listen to? Have a little look at it. It's a fucking disaster. I don't know where Stephen Trice came up with this thing. You just sent me this going, you used to look like that. Why are you sending a message like that to you?
The thing is, all that we're not focusing on as well is the outfit doesn't help.
It's crazy.
Because you've got a sort of. What would you call that? Like
it's a shirt, and then I'm wearing a top underneath.
A shirt with a top underneath, but it's all adding up to recently divorced father of two from Leeds, who is trying to get back on the dating scene, but he's got a dodgy past, and we're going to address it on the pod.
Not too dodgy, though.
Not sex dodgy. Crimes dodgy, but just like...
Also...
Robbery,
yeah.
I hope you don't mind me saying, Drew, the eyes, nose, and the mouth look... really small amongst the face on that.
Do you know what it is? And we would have the same. Well, I would have the same. You don't have a beard. If I trim my beard, I would look the same. Because there's a lot more flesh than we can currently see. So at the minute, you've got the beard, which is sort of holding off the features.
Whereas
that, it becomes just sort of features and face. And then
features and face. Yeah. It's so bad, isn't it?
It's incredible.
I got the message at like 10:30 at night.
It's harsh of him to bring it up though. And why was he looking back through it?
Oh, I don't know. I'll ask him that. If anyone is having a bad day, so we put it into the group chat they're all on for our Fantasy Premier League.
Unbelievable.
Here's a picture of Joe when he shaved his own beard.
I've got something that might cheer you up.
Are we going to do a little foodie end to the...
There's a couple of things that we're going to get into. I want to do mine first and then do yours, because mine's actually could be enjoyable. Now, I don't know if you've known about this, but there's something that has been out of our lives for a little while that's come back.
No!
That I want to talk about.
No way have you got it. Do you know what he's talking about?
It came back.
I don't know how you knew it already.
I know it straight away. Because what do you think he's got in his bag?
Is it that Monster Munch sauce you wanted?
No, it came back to market today.
It did, didn't it? And you know why? I was going to have one after my quiz tonight.
Well, you don't need to, because I've brought in the McDonald's McRib.
The McRib is
what?
Back.
I've never heard of that.
Is back.
Now, you've never heard of it?
Well, perfect, Ethan, because we can talk to you as though we talk to the people at home. The McRib is a once, basically, it comes around every 7 or 8 years.
Oh, no, as part of my quiz questions, last week.
2016 is the last time it was here.
10 years ago, four.
Oh, well, I said 2016.
10 years, 10 years.
It is a pork sandwich.
Pork, with onions.
With onions, barbecue sauce, so it looks like this.
Doesn't look the best.
But pork sandwich with sort of fake... rib kind of motif, onions, barbecue sauce, and pickles.
Is now, it nice?
Well, I can't really remember. This is the thing, I've got one each.
You got one each?
I can't really remember. I'll have that one. I can't really remember if it's
fork
nice.
Fuck me.
Because I haven't had one in a decade or whatever. But I like the occasion of it. I like the fact that they only come round once a decade.
Yeah, you got to be.
The other thing with the McRib as well is that everyone used to talk about, I remember a few years ago, we'll try and find the graph. There was a graph of... global pork prices compared to when the McRib is on sale, and the only time the McRib is ever on sale is when global pork prices are like have plummeted for some reason. That's why they do it.
So wait, hold on. Do they do it to help the pork boys out?
I don't know if they're doing it to help the pork boys out.
Or do they take advantage of the pork boys?
Advantage of the fact that pork is rock bottom prices. So I bet if we look right now, the UK pork markets are in disarray. And McDonald's is capitalising.
Whoa. So Ethan, what is your... I'll talk whilst you eat. What are you making that look there? Because fuck it.
It's quite big, isn't it? I can't believe the size.
Clip that. Obviously, the idea is that this is rib meat. Is it not? Is that the idea? Is that what they want?
That's the idea, yeah.
So you imagine like you have like a boneless bit of rib meat and then you stick it on a butty. That's the idea they're going with here. But what they end up doing is... just creating this weird congealed pork mess. But it does look, it smells nice. It smells like ribs. Does it taste like ribs?
Do you know what's actually, there's a few things going on.
I'm gonna bite here.
Mine needs more barbecue sauce, it's quite dry. But the bun is good, it's a good underused bun. I'm enjoying the bun. I like the taste of pork. Just generally, as a person, I like pork.
It's the tastiest of all the meats.
It is the tastiest of all the meats. Lamb, but of the main ones, yes.
Maybe lamb.
But of the big boys, of the beef, chicken, pork is the tastiest, the most flavoursome. Probably. But you don't get it very often.
No.
And obviously there's a mixture of reasons why. Obviously, I don't know if it's more expensive. I don't know. Obviously, certain religions don't eat pork, so you're cutting out some of your market if you have a big pork burger on all the time. But I like tasting pork.
Yeah.
And I like that I can taste pork on this sandwich. I do enjoy that.
I've had a bite of it. That pork looks really upsetting, but it's not actually, doesn't taste too bad.
No.
I mean, by itself, Ethan, it does look sad, doesn't it?
It looks sad. It looks sad. It's not. Do you know, I think that was the egg McMuffin thing, or whatever they call it. That any kind of sausage in a square.
Yeah.
Doesn't fill me with joy looking at it. But I bit this, and I must say, it is given, it does taste like rib.
Mm.
Really? And that's what they're going for.
I don't have any more of these fast food items I wish they put back on the menu vibes. I don't know if this happens to you, but everyone's like, oh my God, I can't believe it's back. And this was generally the only one where I'm like, yeah, I'm excited to try this one. There's nothing in the past where I've been like, oh, I really wish that would make a comeback. The McRib is it, and it's back, and it's here. Ethan, got any other like old fast food things that have gone that you'd welcome back?
No, not really, Trey.
Oh, well, great.
The McChicken Premier was one I used to like.
What was McChicken Premier?
It was in a purple box, and it was meant to be like Hollywood in a burger, which I don't really get.
Hollywood,
it had a spicy sauce.
Oh.
But as a kid that hadn't really had any spicy food before, I remember it being almost too hot for me. So maybe now,
yeah.
It'd be quite comfortable. But I remember used to really like the McChicken Premier, but that went 15, 20 years ago.
That sounds nice.
I remember the Jelly Baby Ice Lollies. I can't believe they got rid of them.
Ethan, that is a great shout.
Yeah.
With, you go for a little bit of light and then a little bit of... Oh,
it's a bit of... You get the jelly texture in the ice lolly. It's fantastic. Yeah.
If we were doing the 9 out of 10 club, what would you say?
It's not 9 out of 10, of course. But I like that there's...
You like pork. You like tasting pork.
That was almost an actual problem on that.
What do you mean?
That went quite far down before I caught that.
How far?
Back there.
Christ.
I like tasting pork. And I'm going to enjoy this. And I'm going to get a few more while they're still here. I will say that. And when they're hot, they're a lot better because it's lost a bit of its moisture. The steam has escaped. It's dried out a touch because it's been sat down on the floor for about half an hour. But I like the flavour. I'm glad it's back. I like being excited by things as well. And I'm going to let this excite me. So I wouldn't put it in the 9 out of 10 club, but it's very nice. Go out and try it. And I really like it. What do you think, Joe?
Well, Ethan, you vote out of 10.
Well, I think if it had cheese on there,
oh,
it would be flying.
Yeah, you can get it with cheese if you order at the McDonald's.
Oh, I would have done that, maybe. So
we didn't order it at McDonald's. We ordered it for a third party.
Yeah.
I think very different, a bit of fun for all of us here, no less.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 7.
Yeah. 7, brilliant. I'm going to give it a 7.5.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, nice.
What have you brought? Because you've been giddy on the text message today.
Loved it, I love this. So I need to talk to you about a supermarket that I went into today to get hold of our next item. Because Iceland have brought out... What the fuck's that?
What?
What are you eating there?
Toffee apple pie.
A toffee apple pie? Have you got one, Ethan?
No, I can't see it.
I can't see mine either.
It's on the new menu, isn't it?
Right, okay, we'll sit back and eat that.
We'll try it.
No more, I think. I found a story about Iceland, the supermarket in the UK, selling, Ethan, what they're calling the world's spiciest ready meal.
Wow, what a bizarre thing to aim for.
You have to be over the age of 18.
No, you don't.
I swear to God. So this today I got up, I was like, right, I'm going to come on the pod, I'm going to come with it. It's currently in the microwave, we need to go get it. I went into Iceland. What a fucking...
Hang on. When you say it's the world's hottest curry, and it's been in the microwave for like 40 minutes now, is that just going to get naked?
No. The bottom of the microwave.
Not temperature. It means like spice.
It's going to be horrible, this.
I walked into Iceland stunned.
Can I just say, I want you to explain to me, because I haven't been in an Iceland for probably pushing 15 years.
It's all, this is all stupid, but it is all freezer stuff, isn't it?
Well, yes.
On the outskirts, you're sort of like trapped in with fresh goods, and then there's just rows and rows of freezers. But everyone's got their own little freezer section. Have you been there, Ethan?
Maybe, but I think I'm too good for that.
Ethan?
I'm not trying to catch you out.
You're not.
It's got like, Greggs have got their own aisle.
Ooh.
Gino De Campo's got his own aisle.
I'm not sure how he's managed that.
Harry Ramsden's the
chip magnate.
The chip magnate got their own aisle. The Blue Dragon Boys, they've got their own aisle.
Yeah, the great sweet chili sauce.
Yeah. So go round and you can dip into different freezer bits. There's a lot of 3 for 10s kicking about.
Yeah.
This was in a sort of like a seasonal bit next to the because it's Halloween, isn't it?
Sorry, so, can we just pause?
Seasonal freezer where it had like smiley faces but in the shape of bats.
Great.
You know, and green chicken strips, you know, for the kids. And then it had an extra hot.
How's it a smiley face anymore if it's now took the form of a bat?
Bat with a smiley face?
Yeah, I should have really
just, oh, sorry, I thought it just completely changed shape.
No. So what I'm about to bring next is a... I'll get the bag, I'll show you when I bring it. It is I had to show ID to buy this.
You didn't.
There is 5 scorching hot chilies on the actual packaging itself. Over 18s only. It's about to get raunchy in here.
Go and get it.
Right, I'm back. And I'm flapping for the audio listeners. The cardboard container. 5 extra spicy chilies. This is the curry. I can use that spoon there. Ethan, come and get a... I think we should all...
We're just having a piece of chicken and a
piece
bit of
chicken
sauce.
And a bit of sauce.
Right, quick question before we go in. Do you think this is going to be like really hot, or do you think this is going to be like...
I think a gimmick.
I need to go home.
I think it's going to be a gimmick.
You don't think it's going to even be that bad?
Nah, it's just a gimmick, isn't it? Ethan's not going to find it hot, even if he starts crying, because he's going to put up on a brave face. Get a good bit of sauce in there.
There you go, that's a good bit of sauce.
Right, we're all gathering around the...
Get a piece of chicken and a good bit of sauce, Ethan.
We're all gathering around the vindaloo.
Right, we're going for it.
Yeah. What are you smelling, Ethan?
3.
Let's see if it's hot in that.
2, 1.
Oh, okay. I got quite a lot on my lips on the way in, so I'm panicking a bit. It's quite nice.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to be over 18 to buy it.
No. The heat's building. But yeah, if it doesn't get
a little bit...
It needs to kick on a little bit now, otherwise it is a bit of a gimmick.
If it stays here, I'm fine. Ethan?
You're right, Ethan.
Ethan's currently just going for it.
teeth on the spoon action with Ethan.
Yeah, what's going on there? Wow. I am. It's quite full-mouthed experience.
You know what?
Me.
It's quite nice, that.
It's lovely.
It is quite nice, isn't it?
Really nice.
Are you a vindaloo?
Do you know what? As a curry.
It's good curry, you know.
It's good curry, that.
This is great.
It does say new and improved on the box. So we... Have we mastered... Ah, fuck it.
That's delicious.
It's only 3 quid, you know, Ethan. Where's your nearest Iceland?
Not to be a dick to curry houses. I have had worse curries than that from a curry house. I actually have. That's fucking. I don't know. I went Australian there.
Spilled vindaloo down my nice top.
Oh, that's absolutely delicious. It's really hot, but it's not killer. That's fantastic.
Fantastic. Oh, vindaloo down my top. Fuck's sake.
Annoying in a sense because it's not really what they advertised.
No, I don't have to be 18 to buy that.
But it is absolutely delicious.
Do you have any tops here that I can wear for the...
Any what?
Tops.
Yeah.
9 out of 10, I think.
That's quite... I know this sounds bad, but I don't feel comfortable about putting a ready meal in a 9 out of 10 club. But let me tell you this. in terms of the ready meal world,
yeah,
and the curry ready meal world, that is definitely the best one I've had.
I think we have to say it is heat there.
It's very hot.
It's hot. It is hot.
It's a hot curry, but it's not killer. Like, I'm going to have a drink of water now to wash it down because it's spicy.
Loser.
It's not one of them where... says you, wiping curry off your chest.
It's there. Still about that.
Woo!
Right, thank you, everyone, for watching.
That's delicious. Go and buy that. Show the packaging again so people know what to go and buy.
Soon improve. Bring your IDs.
It's obviously a bit of a gimmick that they made you go and buy with an ID in it, but it is delicious. Right, thank you very much. Go and check that out because it is genuinely lovely.
It's quite hot now.
Yeah.
See bye, everyone.
Wave, Ethan.
Ta-ra.
Bye-bye.